rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thanks for joining me this hour. You are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun. You are a supreme being and you cannot be contained in this physical reality. And there is nothing wrong with being human. And being black and gay is super lit. It is Sunday. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Part 3 of our Esoteric Energy Systems series. Thank you for listening. I want to focus on something that has struck me as a new way of thinking about personalities. And if you've been following me at CenterSun21 on Twitter, you will see that I've been deep diving into YouTube lately, sharing all kinds of video clips and things. Full disclosure, I purposefully have been omitting the links back to the sources because I don't want you all to judge me, because you will. But I also don't care. Excuse me, I'm coming back this week for another episode of Center of the Sun, and I'm coming back for your religion, if you have one. Because you deserve to be free and you cannot be contained. You embody movement. So move. Live your life without bounds. And that is what I hope to do personally in 2019. And I hope to share that same motivation with you all today. In 2019, I hope to live my life with less boundaries and less restrictions. I may even become vegan, which is actually weird because that is a dietary restriction. But in actuality, that is a soul freeing behavior that one of the people that I've been following, Seven Bomar on YouTube, he hasn't. I have a link to his website on my blog, devon.org, where he basically was like, if you want to continue eating animals, just ask the animals if you should eat them. And I don't know why that made sense in that moment to me, but he's right. We have no ability to verify one way or another whether or not our consumption of meat is detrimental to this planet and to our bodies. We've been told that it's not, but just because we're, as you know, that's the reason why this show exists. Just because we're told something is right or true doesn't make it true. Therefore, we should probably strive for some sort of decrease in that area until we can import the tools of science and really understand what is going on, because there's a lot of information out here. Please add your information. If you have anything, please comment below if you think you can help me understand. Excuse me, I'm so sleepy. If you can help me understand being vegan or your story, if you want to share your story, please comment below or email me host@centersun21.com. I was a vegetarian for 3 years back, you know, in my early 20s. So I do have a frame of reference, but now that I'm 30 years old, I'm like extra, I'm like literally sleepy. I don't know why I'm so sleepy. But if you've been following me on Twitter, you have seen me post various videos about esoteric energy systems, and that's what we've been talking about for the last three episodes of Center of the Sun. Basically, parts of our bodies generate electricity. Those energy centers are not the only parts of our body that generate electricity, but they're the most dense. Therefore, we call them chakras. We enhance and transfer energy in those places if we focus our intentions and focus our minds to those places. So we also have been getting into a laser focus on Christianity and the allegories of the Bible. I've been sharing with you all that the Bible is true from a certain perspective, from an allegorical perspective. And I'm here to share with you that, sorry, Jesus was not a person. And actually, no one in the Bible was a person. It is literally a map of survival for ancient people. We personified, and when I say we, I mean humans personified those instructions so that they could survive. And actually, it makes perfect sense why they would personify it and make it a personal story so that it would be remembered over thousands of years. So, in effect, it is a god. You know, that would be considered a god, I would say. Something that stands the test of time. Or it's a genius document to me. But any way you cut it, it's not literal. So, girl, get your life. Welcome to Center of the Sun. Thank you for listening. That may be offensive to you, but I mean, it is what it is, because what's more offensive is you using the Bible as a literal. Anyway, today I want to share with you some information. I have new information about esoteric numerology. A few episodes ago, I think I mentioned something about human beings being really good at constructing worlds with numbers, like on a computer and stuff. And we've had this whole world, this whole reality that we've built with numbers. And on the converse side, we know that gods create worlds with words as well. So that's how we are manifesting our godliness, is through the manifestation of worlds with numbers. But in order to truly create something sustainable and something in balance, we have to use a combination probably of words and numbers. So we're here today talking about esoteric numerology and life paths. And I think it's a good topic, because it boils down just like general ways that human behavior can be synthesized and then corrected if need be. So I'm reading this book called Balance Your Life Path Numerology by Shaman Vitki, V-I-T-K-I. And this book was written in 2013, and it talks about numerology. So let's see. What is numerology? Let me scroll up in here. So it says numbers are considered to have particular energy traits or vibration patterns assigned to them. So we know that from our episode around esoteric energy systems, that numbers, all things carry a vibration. So therefore, numbers also carry a vibration. Also, letters carry a vibration. When you say them or write them, that is a vibration. And the metaphysical traits are as follows. So number one indicates individuality, will, and ego. Number two, cooperation and peace. Number three, creativity, self-expression. Number four is discipline and work. Number five is freedom, change, or free will. Number six is service, responsibility. Seven is knowledge. Eight is a power and authority. Nine is compassion. So those are the, all numbers, you know, are doubled, and then, you know, whatever it is. So then you can get more numbers out of those numbers, and then infinitely so. But all numbers, the roots of numbers are 1 through 9. And then there are some master numbers that are 11, 22, and 33. And those are as follows. 11 indicates spiritual enlightenment and revelation. 22, spiritual knowledge and discipline, and 33, service of a higher calling. So that is just a brief overview of what the numbers mean themselves. The life path is a breakdown in this book. I found it on Amazon. It's a Kindle Unlimited book, but it says, quote, that the life path number is a breakdown of the total sum of an individual's birth date. So from the number one, or like when you add up your birthday together, from this number one can receive insights as to what life experiences or themes will be challenging and repetitive. So this number also gives insights as to what natural abilities you may have as well. So the thing about the thing about esoteric energy systems, the one of the biggest thing that we have to get into our minds that is separate from modern day religion is, because in modern day religion, God puts us down here, right? And God controls the reality. But from this perspective, if we look at the Bible from an allegorical perspective, what we actually know about our consciousness is that our souls choose to be born and when to be born. And one could derive a life path number representing the life's purpose or the journey of the soul. So if you believe that your soul chose your body, because I don't know like what that process would be or look like, but I know that when I meditate and I try to understand what is going on energetically in my body, I know that the thoughts at the front and the thoughts at the back are separate systems, and that something, and then there's this like surrounding senses and all these things going on that's separate than your actual consciousness. There's stuff going on, and then there's like your body's processes, and then it's like, well, what starts those processes? You know, it's like, what is that spark? And that spark is what we think is the soul. And the soul chooses when to be born, and therefore, that is the life path. The life path number is derived by taking one's entire birth date, month, day, and year, every single digit, and adding its sum. Then from that sum, reducing it to a single number. The numbers 11, 22, and 33 are not reduced to a single digit, because those are, what do they call them? Master numbers. And let's see, the numbers, these numbers have a stronger vibration to them and are considered master numbers. Anyone who has these life path numbers could be more in tune with 2, 4, and 6 life path numbers until becoming spiritually in tune with the master number vibration. So for me, if I was born August 11th in whatever year, I'm not going to tell you my year, but if I was born a certain day, my life path number, if I add all the digits together, I get, let me do it. Oh my God, I'm going to do my life path, girl. What's your life path? Tell me what your life path is. So I'm going to do, 8 plus 11, 8 plus 1, 8 plus 1, plus 1, plus 1. Plus 9, plus beep, plus beep. and then I get a 36, and then I add 3 plus 6. Because if I got 33, I'd leave it 33. But since I got 36, I add 3 and 6 to make my life path number is, drum roll, my life path number is 9. If we scroll back up to the life path numbers, my life path number is compassion. That's kind of, oh my God, that's kind of my entire soul is just energy or emotions and compassion and just like being so serious about every fucking thing. I almost canceled a whole date today because of it. And I might still do it because I'm pissed, but still I'm compassionate where I should not be. So let's get into it. So what's your life path number? Please comment below. The life path number is symbolic. So this Amazon Kindle Unlimited book, titled, that I'm getting this information from, it's titled Balance Your Life Path Numerology by Shaman Vikti. Vikti spelled V-I-T-K-I. And Shaman Vikti has given us some knowledge today about what my life path number 9 means. So there's 9 life path numbers, and then there are 3 master life path numbers. And you just get those by adding up your birthday. So number 1, so say if you got a number 1, okay? Number 1, it says if you have a 1 life path, you are here to learn the lesson of independence, self-reliance, and self-expression. You will possess the qualities and skills to be a leader. You will have a strong desire to be a winner and have a strong ambition and self-motivation, end quote. The negative, there are some negative attributes of the 1 life path. You can be a good leader, but you also may not follow well. So if I don't want to read the whole book, but if you are 1 life path, you're most likely a leader, an individual, or you value that above many other things. But it's important that you maintain balance. So learn to accept individuality in others, okay? Because it's accepted in you. So, hey girl, if you're life path 2, your attributes or your repetitive themes that you'll see in your life are cooperation and peace. So you're typically a very sensitive person, quote, and you have a genuine concern for others. So, but because you care so much about things, that also may cause you to lash out. So you don't want to, you want to be diplomatic and you want to be positive, but you don't want to be too critical and you don't want to be too negative. You just got to be self-confident, okay? And everything will flow out of your self-confidence, all right? 3 life path, creativity and self-expression. So what does this entail? This can be done in many ways. It could be done through writing, art, music. So you're probably an artist. You probably are really engaged in media or of some sort. And you might have a lot of projects or creative endeavors unfinished and forgotten. You might be a procrastinator. The three things, discipline, ambition, and creativity, you should probably try to find a way to balance those, okay? 3 life paths. Let's go into 4 life paths. That's discipline and work. You have a good organizational skills, but like to have a plan. You can be stubborn and set in your ways. So that's all good and well, you know, but, you know, sometimes what I've learned from working in clinical research is that sometimes being too organized is detrimental because it doesn't allow you to be flexible in the moment, and it doesn't account for weird things like walk-ins or a flood or whatever the fuck is going to happen. So if you add up the digits of your birthday and you find that your life path is surrounding discipline and work, just be careful to take time to have fun when things start to seem a little too mundane, end quote. 5 life path, free will and change. So the positive about this is if you are on the 5 life path, you are on a path of learning free will of change, free will and change. You are a free spirit who loves the variety of life and new experiences. Adventures are very appealing to you, but the negative entails that you may be prone to self-indulgence and be completely irresponsible. So, because of your free nature, you may be prone to substance abuse. Get your life together, okay? You must learn from the 5. The 5 must learn from experience. So, do not overindulge yourself. Be responsible. Being a free spirit means that you need to experience things in order to learn from them or in order for them to feel real to you. Are you a 5 life path? I feel like a 5 life path, but I'm a 9 life path. I wonder what that entails. So 6 life path entails responsibility and service. You are loyal and faithful in romance. You are usually kind and sympathetic towards others, but negatively, you may be controlling and nitpicking and a bitch. You may experience suffering in home life, or ignoring your responsibilities will create strong emotional guilt. Try to create harmony in the home. That's what they tell you to focus on. Moving along, 7 life path, wisdom and knowledge. If you're on a 7 life path, you are on a path of learning, okay? So I'm going to quote this. You are in pursuit of knowledge and deep understanding. You analyze yourself and everything around you. You naturally enjoy being alone more so than in social environments. So you use a lot of intuition. On the converse side, you also may be quarrelsome and deceptive when dealing with others, so you may have little consideration for others and appear to be selfish. Try to find compassion, embrace heart and soul emotions within. Thank you, Seven Life Paths. Let's move on to Eight Life Path, authority and power. If you are on the Eight Life Path, you are here to deal with authority, power, money, and materialistic things in the world. Oh, that doesn't sound cute at all. But this can be a path of returning karma. So many of the positive qualities of the Eight Life Path are lessons learned. Guess what? The hard way. So you can put too much emphasis on material things, but it may be wise for you to respect and have deep compassion for others and yourself so that you do not become too shallow and too materialistic. Moving along to the life path that I attribute to Nine Life Path is compassion. So I'm going to read mine carefully because I was skimming y'all's because I don't care. But if you're on the Nine Life Path, okay, you have a strong humanitarian sense of compassion and generosity. You're unselfish and generous. You naturally care deeply for others. Nine is a number of completion and spiritual consciousness. It goes on to say that you seek and need the comfort from your higher self and the divine spirit. This life path will have many beginnings and endings in all aspects of life. The negative aspects of the Nine Life Path are the Nine Life Path will have to endure and overcome a lot in this life. It usually results in anguish and heartache. Emotional attachment to something or someone for security usually results in losing it. You may fluctuate between emotional highs and lows and at times experience great depression. You may often feel taken advantage of by others. To maintain harmonious balance, the nine must awaken the higher self and attain spiritual enlightenment. Oh my God, and healing from the divine spirit. Don't forget your own individuality. Oh my God, that's literally the whole purpose of me creating the show. This stuff is weird. It's like a bad record. It just keeps fucking playing over again. So 11 life paths, spiritual enlightenment and revelation. I'm gonna let you read it from the book itself because it's some really good stuff. And they all they're harmonious with each other. So if you're a one life path, you harmonize with two life paths, twos with threes, threes with fours, and so on. Nine is harmonious with one, and 11 is harmonious with 22, and 33 is harmonious with 11 and 22. So how do you figure out what to do on your life path? Well, this book goes on to suggest that you should probably start focusing on meditation and finding ways to, throughout your day, become still, literally still, and mentally still, to the point where you may fall asleep. Like, that's how still you need to be. You need to be sleep still. But if you cannot go to sleep, that's best. But if you just need to practice, but meditation is the best way to activate and to realize your life path. Once you have more information about kind of what to expect, it's a lot easier to create positive change. So that's all I'm doing today. I just want to remind you that you are a supreme being and you cannot be contained in this motherfucking physical reality, girl. And full disclosure, We all have a lot of learning to do. So if this episode resonated with you, please comment below. And I will see you somewhere on the internet next week or whatever. You can find me on Twitter at CenterSun21. Or you can visit my website, CenterSun21.com. There's links there. There are episodes there. Thank you for listening. You are listening to Center of the Sun.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.